I'm Arun Vanagopal in for Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Earlier this month, the Chicago Police Department launched a new online tool that lets the public track people who've been arrested for gun-related offenses. The Gun Offender Dashboard, as it's called, has received backlash from public defenders and criminal justice reform advocates. They say it unnecessarily displays private information on people who've been arrested, not necessarily convicted, of any gun-related crime. Joining us now to discuss the new gun dashboard is Shannon Heffernan, a criminal justice reporter with WBEZ in Chicago. Shannon, thanks for being on The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
Give us the basics of the new dashboard released this month. What is it intended to do?
So I think it's really important to understand that this dashboard was launched in a moment when officials were fighting over bail reform in Cook County. That's the county where Chicago is located. Back in 2017, our chief judge issued an order saying that judges should not and could not issue bail amounts that were more than somebody could afford. Before that, a lot of people who were in our jail were there awaiting trial simply because they could not afford their bail amounts. So with that change, the jail population dropped and a lot more people were in the community while they awaited their trial. But what we're hearing from city officials and the police superintendent is their concern that more people who are accused of gun offenses are out on the street while they await trial. And they're arguing that affects public safety. So when they launch this dashboard, in addition to having the person's name, it also says what their bond amount was set at and whether or not they're out in the community. So I think this dashboard was really a volley in that fight over bond reform.
Now, the Chicago Police Department is saying that the dashboard shows that people who've been arrested for gun charges are being bailed out too quickly, as you said. What is the police department's concern about people being bailed out? And does the data back up their concerns?
The data shows that since there has been bail reform, there has not been an increase in violent crime in Chicago, and a very small fraction of people who are out on bail fail to show up for trial or commit a new violent offense. There's one caveat that I think is important to think about there, though, which is that we solve a fraction of murders in Chicago. So we know very little about the people who are actually committing murder in the city and whether they're out on bail or what their previous records are. We just have very little information. I do think it's really important to note that the majority of people listed have not committed an offense against a person. They've not shot at somebody. They're not accused of murder. What they're accused of in most cases is gun possession. So having a gun on their person that they legally can't have. And what you hear a lot of advocates arguing is in a city that has such a high rate of violence and such a low clearance rate for murders, a lot of people are doing that for their own personal safety. It does not indicate that they are intending to shoot somebody. It does not indicate that they are violent. And to put them in this dashboard, that creates that narrative, and that's not fair.
So let's get a sense of the kinds of abuses that people are worried about, the advocates you're speaking about. You recently interviewed a Cook County public defender. What did she tell you about her concerns with the release of this online dashboard?
So I think there's a couple of different concerns. I think that there was a concern that there's inaccuracies on the website. A nonprofit advocacy group here said that there were people who were listed as being bonded who were actually in jail, and they identified at least one person who had actually died but was still listed. But the bigger concern I think you hear from the public defender's office is that these are people who are presumed innocent, and so to put their information on a website like this isn't really fair. You have police arguing back against that this is information that's public. Granted, you'd have to dig a little bit harder for it if this dashboard didn't exist, but they're arguing that they're just trying to be transparent. But again, I think the biggest thing you hear from the public defender is concern over the narrative that this creates. She argues that by creating this dashboard, you're fear-mongering and you're putting pressure on judges to start allowing fewer people to go home on bail while they await their trial. And she argues that that's just not fair. It's not in line with the facts of how public safety actually works. And by creating this dashboard, you're creating more pressure to keep more people in jail pre-trial.
Are some of the people included in this dashboard accused of violent crimes?
Yeah, there are people on the dashboard who are accused of violent crimes. But again, that's a smaller portion. The vast majority of folks who are listed are there for gun possession. And the vast majority of people who are being bonded out are there for gun possession. What you hear police arguing is somebody that's carrying a gun illegally, that should be considered a really serious crime. You've heard our police superintendent say that when someone decides to shoot someone, they don't decide that when they pull the trigger. They decide that when they start carrying the gun. So they're arguing that it's really fair to put this pressure on these illegal gun possession crimes.
It's not, I guess, inconceivable that somebody who is, say, a landlord or a potential employer could see some potential tenant's name on a list and decide this isn't someone we want to have living in, you know, in our complex, for instance, or joining our organization. Is that the kind of abuse that people worry about?
I think that's one concern that you've heard from people in the community. I think it's important to note that this information is already public, but it makes it much easier to access. So I think that is a concern you've heard from people in the community.
Shannon Heffernan is a criminal justice reporter with WBEZ Public Radio in Chicago. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.